The Diary of Juliet Thompson, June 11th. In the morning, I went up early to the master's house, that house whose door is open at 7:30 and kept wide open till midnight. He had been away, and I had not seen him for 3 days. I had brought my pastels, thinking he might sit for me, but I found him looking utterly spent. He was in the English basement, Ruth Berkeley and Valeula Conn with him, lying back against the sofa cushions. But in spite of his weariness, he looked up with brilliant eyes. "What do you want of us, Juliet?" he smiled. I had hid my pastels, only to be near you. "You must excuse me from sitting for you today. I am not able today." "I knew that, my lord, as soon as I came in." Then he talked to Ruth and me. He told us we were as babes nursing at the divine breast. But babes, he said, grow daily through the mother's milk. I could not help but weep, for his was the divine breast. Soon he went out alone to the garden, leaving Ruth, Valeula, Conn, and me together. "It is wonderful," Ruth said, as he went, "to see how the world is quickened today in all directions." "And to know," I said, "that the voice that is quickening it is the same tender voice that spoke to us just now." And I wept again, for something about the master that morning had utterly melted me. Later he came back. The English basement was crowded by then, and he talked for a long while to the people. But this, I could see, was pure sacrifice. His vitality seemed gone. At times he could scarcely bring forth the words, yet he gave and gave. When he had finished, he hurriedly left the house and went again to his garden.